I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has furiously denounced the International Criminal Court's prosecutor Karim Khan, accusing him of taking his place among the great anti-Semites of modern times. Mr. Khan is seeking arrest warrants for him and his defence minister Yoav Gallant for alleged war crimes in Gaza, alongside three leaders of Hamas.
The ICC has no jurisdiction over Israel, and Mr. Khan's actions will not stop us from waging our just war against Hamas. But Mr. Khan's abuse of this authority will turn the ICC into nothing more than a farce. He's doing something else. He is callously pouring gasoline on the fires of anti-Semitism that are raging across the world.
Hamas has also denounced what it said was an attempt to equate the victim with the executioner. Britain's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has delivered what he called a wholehearted, unequivocal apology to victims of an infected blood scandal. It follows publication of a damning report into the infection of more than 30,000 people with diseases like HIV and hepatitis C from the 1970s to the 1990s due to the use of contaminated blood and plasma. Mr. Sunak promised full compensation. Mike Blake, whose son Stuart died aged 27 after being infected with HIV from contaminated blood, gave his reaction to the findings.
As far as I'm concerned, this is just the beginning. This is not the end. And if we don't get some form of justice, somebody being taken to task for this, then this could happen again.
Iran will hold elections on June the 28th to choose a new president after the death of President Ebrahim Raisi in a helicopter crash. 5 days of mourning are being held and an investigation has been ordered. But there have been numerous international messages of condolence, including from Washington. But the US National Security spokesman John Kirby also said that Mr. Raisi had a lot of blood on his hands and was responsible for atrocious rights abuses. Jia Gol from the BBC Persian service has been monitoring the reactions to the president's death on social media.
They see him. They call him, he is the president of the poor people. But the reality is, if you look, mass majority of Iranian, we know what we are hearing from inside Iran. And those people who dare to come on social media and express their opinions, we see there are huge numbers of people are expressing their excitement. He's dead.
Commercial flights have resumed at Haiti's international airport after nearly 3 months after it was closed due to a gang-related violence racking the country. A single Sunrise Airways flight left the capital, Port-au-Prince, bound for Miami, Florida. More flights are expected later in the week. World News from the BBC. Police in Kosovo have carried out raids on branches of the Serbian Postal Savings Bank in the majority Serb north. It marks a further escalation of Pristina's ban on the use of the Serbian dinar. Kosovo's interior minister described the bank as an illegal financial institution of Serbia in the Republic of Kosovo. Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has completed his final day of testimony at the ex-president's criminal trial in New York. Mr. Cohen admitted stealing $30,000 from Mr. Trump's company, which he justified as self-help. In a moment of drama, the judge cleared the court after getting increasingly angry with a defence witness, Robert Costello, for seemingly disrespecting instructions. Microsoft has unveiled what it described as the next generation of Windows PCs with built-in hardware and software tools to leverage the power of artificial intelligence. The world's most valuable company calls it Copilot Plus. Here's Michel Fleury.
One of the features, dubbed Recall, is designed to help you find anything that you've viewed on your PC in the past. There's also a live translation of 44 languages into English and something for creative types. For example, as you draw in Microsoft Paint, AI generates an image based on your sketch. These tools are all powered with new AI chips from Qualcomm to deliver longer battery life. And all of this matters because today most AI software runs in the cloud, which uses a lot of energy. Being able to work on the device not only improves data security, it's also more climate friendly.
Science researchers have shown that people paralysed from the neck down have some movement restored after being treated with a combination of electrical pulses and physiotherapy. Clinical trials on 60 patients found that nearly three quarters showed some improvement in their hand movements. BBC News.